For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb. I recently spoke with State Senator Carol Blood from Nebraska's 3rd Congressional District about her participation in the Clean Energy Legislative Academy, a yearly event hosted by the Center for the New Energy Economy at Colorado State University. Blood said at the conference she met with experts from all sectors of the clean energy industry who helped to refine the clean energy bill she'll present early in the 2019 Nebraska legislative session. Nebraska's clean energy industry has grown, but Blood is among the many who say it hasn't grown fast enough.
This bill is going to promote reliable and resilient electric service, but it also creates a very diverse portfolio of energy resources. So that's going to provide economic development opportunities. It's going to mitigate risk. It's going to end up in the adoption of the lowest cost resource options that are to the benefit of the consumers in our state.
Blood feels optimistic about Nebraska's clean energy future. She credits former State Senator Don Preister for getting wind energy going a few years ago, but says it has stalled in the last 3 or 4 years. According to reports on energy.gov and the U.S. Energy Information Administration's site, EIA.gov, in 2017, solar energy jobs in Nebraska declined 13% and wind energy jobs declined 1.3%. Blood believes one reason clean energy hasn't thrived in Nebraska is the state's belief that incentives and rewards have to be offered to bring developers to the state.
But I have talked to a lot of developers in other states and asked them why they don't come to Nebraska. And the reason isn't because we're not rewarding people. It's because we don't have a plan in place. We don't have a renewable energy standard that lets them know what the expectation is here in Nebraska for developers. When you look at the states that are not reaching their potential, it is usually because they've not set those goals. When you don't set goals and a developer wants to come into Nebraska, they don't know what to expect.
Blood says Nebraska is somewhat unique in having public utilities, and that even without a state energy policy portfolio, OPPD has made great strides toward creating more clean energy. But she says the same can't be said statewide, and that roughly 60% of the state's electricity still comes from coal.
In fact, compared to other states that have actually had portfolios and plans in place for a very long time, they've been able to advance OPPD's green energy policies beyond what their expectation was even for this point in time. So what we needed to do is look at the rest of the state and figure out a comprehensive policy that sets that bar high for everybody, not just the Omaha metro area.
As far as the legislation she plans to propose in early 2019, Blood feels it falls right in line with Governor Ricketts' goals of creating good jobs that not only keep our young people in the state, but make it easier to recruit others to come to Nebraska.
I listen intently to our governor when he gives his speech at the beginning of the session and the end of the session. And both he and our state chamber continue to give us a message that we have to create jobs and we have to bring young people to the state. And so I think this is a really good way to bring in young educated people into Nebraska. And I think that it does mirror well with his ongoing message of let's provide jobs, let's provide good jobs, let's provide jobs that help Nebraska grow and become a better place to live and raise our families.
Senator Blood will be spreading the word about her clean energy legislation as the 2019 session approaches and hopes Nebraskans will get involved.
We're going to bring forward really positive and effective legislation that is going to get us over that hump that we've been sitting on for several years. And as citizens, I hope if they are in favor of it, they can pick up their phones, send emails, or come to the hearings and share their enthusiasm for this bill. I think it's very important and long past due. I think 22 other states already have portfolios, and the vast majority of them have been highly successful and surpassed what goals they set.
Nebraska State Senator Carol Blood can be reached at cblood@leg.ne.gov. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb.